You're listening to Esprit Radio.
Welcome to our counterpoint program called Black on Black Crime. On this show, we're going to discuss gospel singer Ty Trebbit versus social media. But first, I got to tell you what this show is not about. And it's not about this. Now, Black on Black Crime is when a black person overtly focuses, criticizes, or analyzes other black people in areas they won't consider about anyone else. Okay, now on that note, we're also going to discuss Kathleen's favorite, Ildris, whatever that guy's last name is, versus himself because of that black James Bond comment. We're going to talk about him. And we also have a trailer from Denzel Washington's new movie, Flight. So we'll have to check that out. Joining us today, we're going to have Ty, columnist, author, and poet. Ty Sims will be joining us on the program. And we have that and much more. We also want to talk about, we don't know if Finesse is going to check in today. Co-host Finesse, he's in the B-More area. We know that everybody on the West Coast, or East Coast, anyway, is getting hit by Hurricane Sandy. All of us are getting hit. So we're going to check in. We're going to ask the commissioner, Kathleen, how's it going down there, and all those things and more. So I just want you to sit back and relax and join us for, as long as we can be here. At area code 909-269-9189. Join in with their questions or comments on any of the topics that we have on this program. And or you can hit us up in chat. The chat room is now open for those people who are in chat. I just want to thank you for joining the program again. And just remember, we're here every Monday at 2 o'clock. You can download us on iTunes and all those good mediums. Or you can hit us up, email at bobc@soulofsyracuse.com. So just want to make sure we hit all of those places. Now, and what's going on, before we really get started into the program, what's going on in the world is obviously the weather. And so Hurricane Sandy is hitting us on the East Coast. And a part of the boardwalk in Atlantic City was destroyed. The New York governor said that storm surges are already at Hurricane Irene levels in some parts of New York City are taking water or being flooded. At least 9,000 flights have been canceled, and the New York Stock Exchange floor is closed. And also, there is some flooding in Atlantic City as well in New Jersey. So I want to tell everyone to be careful. For everyone who's joining us just kind of via internet, or if you're listening on the phone lines, just be careful on the East Coast. On that note, I want to bring in Ty. Let's see how Ty is doing pretty much just down in Georgia. How are you doing, Ky?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You're a little cold?
It's still cold down here, but hey, I'll take it over what our friends are experiencing.
Well, let's bring, before we do that, I just want to say, I made sure we sent out, to the listeners text messages saying check out the show, because we want everybody to check in to make sure that everybody's doing okay. So
yes.
Hopefully I'll call in and just give us a shout and say, hey, everything's cool down here in our, part of the world. So we should check that out. But let's bring in Kathleen and see what's going on. Let's get a weather report from Kathleen first.
Okay.
Kathleen, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Commissioner,
hey, Kathleen.
Hey, Ty. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Commissioner Kathleen reporting for duty.
Okay.
It is quite Wizard of Oz-ish. Ozish out here. It's very gray. And, you know, it's got that kind of eerie look outside. And it's very, extremely windy. You know, trees that are 6 feet tall are bowing down. You know, they look like they're about 3 feet. Not a lot of water, though, like they said. Not a lot of water. At least, in Queens, where I am, there's not a lot of water falling. But the, let me restate that. I had closed the blinds because I was freaking myself out. So there's a lot of water falling now.
Don't freak yourself out.
I know. I had to close. Sean came out. He's like, I see you closed all the blinds. I'm like, yeah, I couldn't take it. But the FDR is underwater, and they'll be closing all the bridges and tunnels right now at 2 o'clock, and the subways are already closed. So you know, we're just hanging in there.
Wow.
Man. I know, we both had to take a deep breath on that.
I know. Yeah, me too.
Now, those of us in mid-upstate area, you know, I went outside probably about, probably about 2 in the morning and looked, because this cloud, it's been cloudy for a while, like the storm is huge. And so I went outside and didn't hear crickets. Like there was not a sound outside, no movement, no trees movement, no wind blowing, no nothing. And I thought, okay, this is going to be bad. whenever that happens, whenever the animals like run, you don't hear like bugs or crickets.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, so everybody's barreling and bunkering down. So that's what it was like in the wee hours in the morning here. Well, you know, we're gonna get the after the hurricane hits ground, Kai, it's actually gonna pass through here.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but,
wow.
You know, by the time it gets this far inland, though, it usually it's gonna be like a tropical storm. It's gonna just probably be a lot of rain and wind, but it won't be a hurricane. We won't get like a category anything.
Yeah.
But they, you know, but 50-mile-an-hour winds are bad.
Yeah.
No matter how you slice it.
You know, and we were talking about, you know, just being in touch with your neighbors and so forth yesterday. You know, hopefully those older people who live alone or who are disabled, hopefully it's a neighbor that has reached out to get them to a safe place who, you know, may not have other alternatives. And this one's looking like it's going to be pretty serious. I mean, all the people are stranded in the airport here trying to get up east and, you know, sleeping in the airports.
Yeah.
Airports are packed.
Yep, and right at the beginning, that was one of the things I made sure I put on, that at least 9,000 flights have been canceled already today.
Wow.
Good grief. It also shows, you know, the population centers of the country is actually the East Coast. So all the major cities, you know, primarily the top couple, beside, you know, like, Houston and Los Angeles and the southern where you are, Atlanta and those guys, population centers. But you're talking, you know, where Finesse is, Baltimore and New York City and Newark, New Jersey, and all the way to kind of Chicago, and everybody's going to feel that somehow. So all the major cities, Toronto, everybody's getting a little piece of that, and you know, Boston, everybody on the East Coast. So we don't really think about where our population centers are in the country, but we're about to find out because everything's shutting down.
And, you know, it's so crazy because, you know, I think sometimes way, way outside the box. I just reflected back on what we were talking about politically yesterday. It's just funny how the universe has a way of bringing things together, because this is one of those situations where Republican, Democrat, liberal, at this point we're all just – Americans in a crisis situation. Political party out the window at this point. It's about hopefully getting your neighbor to safety. I just thought of that as I'm watching the campaigns. They're canceling their campaigns and so forth, and I thought, funny how this works itself out sometimes, you know?
Well, you know, I have to say, though, still politically, the president is canceling because it's his responsibility.
The other
guy is canceling because the president canceled, so it would look bad if he didn't. Now, I want to remind you of the political play that's in here. The Republican candidate The Republican candidate, Mitt Romney, said in this Republican debate, we should get rid of FEMA.
Yes, he did.
Now, who do you think is coordinating all of the efforts going on as far as preparation for the storms? It's FEMA.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know, if he showed a blatant disregard in campaigns in, like, Ohio and, you know,
but
Nevada
you know,
or something.
Neighbor to neighbor, I really hope this is when you put all that aside and just, you know, look out for your neighbor. Check on your neighbor, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's honestly, that's where our kind of fear is.
Right.
I can't remember who was speaking about this, but someone said, you know what's funny about America is that, like no other, when stuff happens, everybody bonds together, but you fight like cats and dogs when everything is going better. No, and I knew that. That's why I said when the president, once the economy stabilized, they're going to fight him like he was a wicked stepchild. But but after, you know, when we were in crisis, you can tell that things are better because we're fighting about really petty stuff.
Yeah.
That is one way to measure. Yeah. We're not in crisis anymore. So on that note, I guess I better bring everybody back. We are you're listening to Black on Black Crime. We need to start it off with some news to keep people up to date and keep you informed. So, you know, we're going to take our first break with some Esprinet news. And, you know, on Kai's, you know, keen awareness of the political season, we'll actually do a political ad as well. But we'll be back. We're going to take a break. I'm not blaming that on you, Kai. Not at all.
Okay.
You know, I try not to do that and blame stuff on you. So just remember, you can join in. You can call area code 909-265-9189 to join the program with your comments or questions. And if you're, you know, whether you're family or not, you can call in and give us an update on what's going on with the storm in your neighborhood or your area. All right. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back.
Welcome to Esprinet News, 90-second news break. The TSA announced that it will phase out the controversial X-ray body scanners from 5 major airports. The transition to the new machine started in September and will be completed in January. O'Hare, LAX, Orlando International, Boston Logan, and JFK International, New York. U.S. oil output is surging so fast in the United States that it can soon take over Russia and Saudi Arabia as the world's biggest oil producers. Driven by high prices and new drilling methods, this will be the fourth straight year of crude increase and the biggest single-year gain since 1951, more than 60 years ago. Rolls-Royce will make a water jet for unmanned U.S. Navy aircraft only 3.9 inches in diameter. The propulsion system, which will enable these advanced aircraft to go about their duties, crisscrossing waterways and oceans, often for months at a time. Sprinter Lori Lolo Jones, the two-time Olympic hurdler, was one of the 24 athletes announced as a member of this year's U.S. bobsled team. Jones was criticized at the London Games for the enormous attention he generated. There you have it. I'm Jerome Esprit for Esprinet News on ACN.
Every president inherits challenges. Few have faced so many. 4 years later, our enemies have been brought to justice. Our heroes are coming home. Assembly lines are humming again. There are still challenges to meet. Children to educate, a middle class to rebuild. But the last thing we should do is turn back now.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Starting Sunday, this coming Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a new show called Professional Style, where we talk about singles, professionals, parents, travel, lifestyle, and living. If you are a professional, if you're a single, you're a parent, or whatever your status in life, Professional Style, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Ask Kathleen Network.
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome, sitting in with Kai and Kathleen today. Hopefully Vanessa's okay and B more. We know we're all getting hit by Hurricane Sandy. That doesn't take away from my girl Sandy. Hey, people, she's out there. Now, I had to play this song because Sheik is up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame again. And, you know, I had to always play a jamming band. So, you know, if you're voting for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, bring Sheik back. All right, just thought I'd share that. How you doing, Kai?
I am good. And good to hear that news about Sheik. That's pretty
hey,
cool.
You know, we have to kind of keep our music going. People seem to forget that, you know, folks actually put it down before we had this bad music stuff out there.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You know, and I'm not sure if Kathleen's a Sheik fan, so I guess we should ask her, Kathleen.
Yes, I am, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I didn't want to have to kick the commissioner off the show today, so I'm glad to hear that.
No, I'm a Sheik fan. Oh, yeah.
See where I was going with that guy? I was like, look, everybody is a Sheik fan today. So, all right, so. Before we go into our main story, you know, our main story is about gospel singer and Stella Award winner Kai Trebit, you know, he versus social media. He's coming out with a new CD. He cheated on his wife, and she cheated on him, and I just need to know which one of those two was a black-on-black crime. But that's our main story, so we'll get to that one after our next break, but what I thought I'd talk about is something that you guys talked about before as a black-on-black crime. Ildris, whatever that guy's last name is, versus the other Ildris.
Alpha. That's a black-on-black crime.
That's right. Don't make me come over there, bro.
Gosh.
I'm throwing five flags on this
one.
His name
really
is Elva. I-D-R-I-S. E-L-B-A, write it down.
He doesn't look like an Elba. I don't know what an Elba looks like, but I can't, for some reason, I can probably say Elba before I say the first Ildris part. Like, I don't want to mess up his name. See, I'm trying not to commit the crime.
Well, let me help you out, because I know you also wouldn't be able to say Greek God either, so Elba will probably
be wrong. Oh, there we go. All right. You know what? Next break, we're calling a finesse. I'm calling Loki. I'm calling some people. Wait a minute. If you are out there as a guy and want to join in on the program, on the panel, 909-265-9189. Call
Don't
in.
Make
help
us
a brother
through
out.
This hurricane and come and get you. Now, that would be a black-on-black crime.
You know what? Black-on-black crime is about to take a really ugly turn because of that Denzel clip and this story. So I just want to tell you right up front, we're about to have some problems. I'll get to the story. Now, the guy, do I have to mute you too? I just thought about
Mr.
it. Ildris Elba has been in talks to play the first black James Bond, but Naomi Harris has revealed that the star of Luther and The Wire, Ildris Elba, previously was linked to the role, and now Naomi Harris came out, and she also plays the new Bond girl, Eve, that's opposite of Daniel Craig in Skyfalling. She has revealed that Ildris has met with the Bond producers, and the actress who is set to star with Ildris in Mandela, I didn't know this, The Long Walk to Freedom, she told the newspaper that, I didn't realize that there was this talk, and then I did the film with Ildris, and he said that he met with Bond producer Barbara Broccoli. I noticed somebody had that last name. And that it doesn't seem like there is a possibility, or it does seem like there is a possibility in the future that there can be very well a black James Bond. However, Daniel Craig, who plays 007 in three films, has signed on to make five. So he said last year, this is Elba, said last year, it's a rumor, and I don't want to be the black James Bond. Sean Connery isn't the Scottish James Bond. Daniel Craig isn't the blue-eyed James Brown, blonde James Bond. So if I play them, I don't want to be called the black James Bond. Now, my question is that a black-on-black crime for him to denounce being linked with being black just because he want to play James Bond? Is he committing a black-on-black crime against himself?
I don't know.
Okay, Kai, go first, because I know Kathleen's going to eat me up on this one.
I think first he wants to be recognized as an actor.
But he is a good actor.
As an actor who happens to be black, not a black man who's acting in politics. I think I can understand that.
Oh, Lord. Do I have to pull a Harriet Tubman in this piece? Because you know what? On Kathy Newty's quote, and I just have to say, when she sent us a text after that show, she said, since we talked about Harriet Tubman shooting black folks when they kind of sell you out, she needs to use the term, I'm going to go Tubman. So, hey, Kathy Booty. I love that term.
So, would I go Tubman?
It's not going to be pretty.
But it's kind of like the president. He doesn't, you know, he is the first black president, but he's a president, an awesome president who happens to be black. Idris Elba is an awesome actor who happens to be, you know.
See, black. That is a black on black crime to say I happen to be black. Like, I'm, you know what? Just coincidentally, I'm black. He's black, and he's the president. So
yeah, but he's the president.
He's the president. No.
He is.
His job is the president. He's black first.
Well,
he's a black person that's the president. He didn't relinquish it.
Okay.
He didn't walk into a foreign country and say, I relinquish my blackness to work at 7-Eleven. And then I'm black second.
When you come at it from that angle, okay.
Thank you. Okay, this is black on black crime. So I just want to remind everyone before we go to the commissioner, because nobody's going to flag me on this one. I don't care. I'll meet everybody first.
Commissioner, he's on a roll today.
Okay. So black on black crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider everyone else or anyone else. And so black on black crime in this instance is it good to relinquish being black because people are focused on you being black is the problem. So Commissioner, you're up.
So when he said that, I remember reading the articles, the big brouhaha around the media when Idris.
Oh, that's how you pronounce his name. See, guys, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. That's why I didn't want to say that it was you not pronouncing it correctly. I just wanted to pronounce it correctly.
But anyway,
I remember when he said that, and I was I gave him a timeout for a few moments. I turned all of his pictures over and just had to give him a timeout because as if somebody was going to say, okay, well, you know what? I don't want that scholarship because it's for black people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even though I'm smart enough to get in school, I should be able to get in school, and I need that scholarship, but I don't want it because I'm black. You're like, okay, really? So everybody's looking at you because you're an incredible actor, and you would, in fact, be the first black James Bond. So there's a lot of pride associated with that as well. Why do you have to, because, you know, and people were saying he would be the first black James Bond. And he's like, well, I don't want to be the first black James Bond. I just want to be another James Bond. And we're like, yeah, dude, but you are black. Okay. If you want to say, you know, I want to be recognized for my acting as well, fine, but give me the James Bond role, then go for it. I don't know if it's a black-on-black crime, because can you commit that against yourself? I guess you can. But whatever it wasn't cool. And if he's turning down for that reason, I think he's making a major, major, major mistake.
Right.
Okay.
Read that article. And, so let me not backtrack, but reword. You're absolutely right, Catherine. to embrace the, I mean, he's got to embrace his blackness, definitely. And, you know, he can't denounce the fact that he's black. But I was trying to understand, because you're right, then to say to give him a timeout is exactly what I think I did. I was like, oh, that doesn't kind of sound right. But then I tried to look at it from his perspective, wanting to be seen as an actor. But at the same time, you're right, embrace the fact that, you know, you are the first black James Bond. Don't deny it. But, you know, to take on the role that I'm a good actor and I deserve the part. But and I totally, when you put it like that, I totally understand what you're saying.
Okay. Now, I don't consider that a backtrack, Kai. I just want to tell you. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to actually kind of defend him a little. And please don't put this on the record. Can I stop the show before this is recorded? You know what? I'm going to go back and edit this. So everybody be quiet.
Let me get my tape recorder.
No, I'm going to edit this out. You're going to hear it. You're going to hear that emergency broadcast of these comments are separate. So I want to say, okay, he's English, right? Or mm-hmm. He's British.
He's British.
He's mm-hmm. from the UK. So
mm-hmm. black.
The stigma on black people to say you're black is kind of an oppressive thing, right? So he obviously wouldn't be considered for James Bond if he wasn't a good actor, so I don't think we should say he is a good actor, because he obviously is one to be considered. I don't think that we consider, I don't know, and no disrespect to, what's his name, Mike Epps, but I don't think they put him at James Bond.
Right.
I'm just, you know, he doesn't have enough experience. He probably needs to be a better actor. But
mm-hmm.
the problem with this is when black people like something, white folks make black people dismiss being black, and that is the problem. So he's dismissing being black, saying, I don't want to be thought of as a black James Bond, but more black people are going to watch James Bond, and the people who are making James Bond knows that.
Exactly.
Okay,
right.
Well,
you're
exactly.
absolutely right.
And that's why it's a slap in the face to everybody who's proud of the fact that he would be the first black James Bond. You don't want us to say it? Okay, fine. You don't want us to say that you're a black James Bond. You just want us to call us black.
But,
you know, just the new James Bond. But we call President Obama the first black president. We call Halle Berry the first black African-American, you know, the first African-American.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know, Best Actress Academy Award. I mean, it's a historical moment for a lot of these things to happen. And so you'll be accepted by the white audience. You want to dismiss the black audience, but it's the black folks that go running to the theaters that make you a multi-millionaire when you take the role. So when you say that, it's like, oh, well, then shoot, you don't want to be the first black James Bond, then go on there with your bad self. Go.
All right, well, we're not cutting him up. I'm just saying, we're not committing a crime. I'm just saying that Naomi Harris, who's new, who's black, who's in James Bond, called him the first black James Bond, too. So we're proud of him being black, but what happens is that white folks make you distance yourself from black people. So we need to stop feeling so overwhelmed by when black people say, I'm proud of you because you're black, that's a negative stereotype. So
yes.
That's why
I mean, definitely
you know what
embrace
I mean?
That.
Yes, I do.
Well, yeah,
and I'm so glad you said that, because I thought you were going to go the other way.
I don't go the other way. I thought you knew.
I
don't know what you heard. I'll go that way. tell her, Kai, because Kai is going to co-sign this. Kai, don't go that way.
Okay, wait. We need to not feel so some kind of way about black people when they do that. When they say, I don't want to be considered black because we know the pressure that they're receiving from white people, we should just give them a pass on that because they're getting pressure from white folks to distance themselves from being black. I thought you were going to go that way, but you went the other way. And that's what
I meant. Didn't we establish that on Stacey Dash? Like the issue is that Stacey Dash is crazy. She's not that smart. Okay, I'm sorry. But Stacey Dash, if you have some problems, come look out. Your people are going to help you. It's kind of what we do. No matter how crazy and off the rail you go, Jay-Z went off the rail with the Occupy Wall Street, remember? He said, it ain't about rich people and all this other stuff. And Russell Simmons put this open letter in the paper or something that they published all over the place where I'm sure he called Jay-Z. Jay-Z went back and endorsed the president and did a commercial. Matter of fact, we're going to play that commercial next week. So the issue is like, you know, once somebody lets you know that you can't be an agent for somebody else just because you don't see the historical relevance of something, you know, we don't expect our actors to be smart. We don't expect them to be politicians. But when you are a tool to – not a tool in that sense because I know this is bilingual station. But when you are being used by somebody else to oppress other people, you need to – somebody's going to Tubman you at some point. So we are actually performing the service today on Black on Black Crime. And hey, by the way, if you want to join in, 909-265-9189, feel free to call in. And we'll try not to Tubman the callers. Okay. I thought I'd share that. Now, on that note, okay, so how about we do this? You know, since we got your fix of the little elbow guy, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with our main story before we go into our preview of Flight from Denzel, because we won't be able to stop if we do that Elba guy, then Denzel show will be over. So let's do a break, go into our next topic. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back in a minute. Now, is that okay with everybody? You guys are still hanging in there?
That'll work.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work. Idris Elba. Idris Elba.
Oh, okay. See, on that note, we know what time it is, so we're going to mute her. All right, we'll be back in just a minute. Thank you, Kathleen. Idris Elba.
Short word that's a tall order. Stand up. Get up. Step up. Up demands that you rise to the challenge. Up your game. Up the ante. And if you stumble, you get back up. Then raise yourself higher than before. It's not easy. And not everyone is up to it. That is, up to up. But we are. Because we're in the business of up. Every day, Delta flies a quarter of a million people to 330 destinations worldwide, while investing billions of dollars, improving everything from booking to baggage claim. We're raising the bar on flying. You could say we're upping up. And tomorrow, we will up it yet again.
Beautiful last night. What did you do?
I stopped using heat. So I set my hair with wraps that move. It makes my hair look so rich. And then I finished with gloss and polisher so I don't frizz on the dance floor. And I'm good to go.
It's still looking good today.
Well, we all look good.
Yeah. Ladies, we had a blast.
Yeah. Organic root stimulator, nature's secret to healthier style hair.
When you buy a car, what are you really buying? A shiny coat of paint? A list of features? What about the strength of the steel? The integrity of its design? Or how it responds in extreme situations? The deeper you look, the more you see the real differences. And the more you understand what it means to own a Mercedes-Benz. The C-Class. The engineering of Mercedes-Benz. Starting at $33,600.
Packers.
Vikings.
Red State.
Blue State.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But no matter how different we are, we're all connected, and we can all make a difference. That's why United Way brings people, expertise, and resources together to improve the education, income, and health of our communities. the building blocks for a better life. When we live united, our efforts, magnified by others, add up to real change. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly, so do our communities. But real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So let's look beyond our differences.
Live united.
One by one, let's make a difference. Let's reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all.
Live united.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome, here with Kai Sim sitting in. You know, author, poet, columnist. Check her out on SolarSyracuse.com. You can always email her at SolarSyracuse as well if you want to yell about her. But I'll delete them before she sees it, so don't worry about it.
Thank
All
you.
Right, and we have the commissioner on. How are you doing, Kathleen?
Oh, I'm doing great, thank you. A little wet, but great.
A little wet, but great. And, you know, you can check her out on Sundays. What is it, Kathleen?
Professional Style at 8 p.m.
And, you know, we all had a good time on there yesterday. I was on for a little bit. I wasn't on much. They were talking about some stuff that a guy shouldn't have been there for.
Anyway. But you were there running the boards and keeping us on track. So thank you.
Okay.
It was awesome. Thank you, Kai, for being there. It was a
great
show.
Oh, you're welcome. That was wonderful.
It was fun.
You know, I hung a little bit, I have to say. So, yeah, I tried to make it. Now, here's our main story for today. Now, this gospel singer, are you guys familiar with Ty Trebet?
Mm-hmm.
Or Trebet? Now, he's a gospel singer. Okay, how do you pronounce his name?
Depends on which area, which region you're in, but it's Ty Trebet.
How about people from the north? See, I can't put my southern thing in that.
We might say Trebet, but down here it's just Ty Trebet.
I like the accent. Okay. You have changed, girl. Nobody said that you would.
I'm like
but
a chameleon.
You have changed on us. Now, gospel singer Ty, whatever the guy's name is, went against his beliefs as he was taught as a kid, is what he said, and numerous spiritual uplifting songs when he cheated on his wife a year ago. Now, his misstep resulted in her doing the same thing to him. Trebet, a Stella Award winner, had an affair with a woman from his choir, the Greater Anointment, known as GA. He said it was a woman he and his wife had counseled, but the relationship became her and I more than the three of us. I got out of control, and after Trebet's wife found out about the side relationship, she sought revenge by cheating with him with another man. Both parties of infidelities almost ended the couple's 13-year marriage, but the two found their way back and worked it out after he took a sabbatical. All right. Is this a black-on-black crime? Not that white folks don't do this, not saying that. Is it a black-on-black crime that she purposely cheated back on him? Just two wrongs make a right, and I know I'm dealing with the wrong people, so I'm going to try to call Lofi while y'all talking. So, Kai, you can start this one out. Now, where is the crime in here? Is it, you can't say it's on both of them, but social media is kind of eating them up a little bit, and I'll go to the internet comments. But I just wanted to ask the question really quickly because, from my point, I wouldn't trust her, but that's just me. I'm just joking. I don't know which one's wrong. When
now,
you come back, can you really trust her either? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, clearly they both had some growing up to do. But when people say hell had no fury like a woman scorned, believe it. You know.
They mean it?
No, believe it.
Do they mean it?
Yeah, they mean it. I mean, you know, the good thing is, I mean, the bad thing is, yeah, it was kind of a crime. that she felt like she had to one-up him, you know, you cheat on me, I'll cheat on you. The good thing is that they both found their way back to the reasons they got married in the first place. And it just shows that they're human beings. They are of flesh just like everybody else, but hopefully they've grown closer as a result of the experience. But, yeah, I wouldn't say, I'm not saying I agree, but I'm saying I understand.
I would do that. Gold digger. Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm with you. Okay, Kathleen,
yeah,
you're
Okay,
wait. Okay, go ahead, Kai.
No, I'm not saying I agree. I think I can understand why. Clearly, and they're both young. They both have some growing to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it happens. And it happens a lot more than people realize. Women just don't get caught.
Mm-hmm. He's a young 33.
It's very rare that I don't have an opinion. I know it's very rare. The only thing that I can say about this is it's a great story for people in the church for sure. It's like, okay, so he cheats on you, so you're going to cheat on him, but you guys are considered, you know, counseling people in Christendom. You know, that's like, whoa. Is that a Christian on Christian crime, maybe? I don't know. But I have a problem with this. I have a real problem with this.
Okay.
And is it a black on black? I don't know that I see where the black on black crime is. Would I talk about them if they were not black? Is that it?
I'm saying that you may commit one. But go ahead, Kai.
Well, you know, that's a good question. If they were not black and at the level that they are, because, he has a huge following.
Huge.
And if he wasn't black, I think it would still make news. But it sounds like he discussed the from what I'm understanding, it sounds like he came out and admitted that he cheated.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was had to take some step away. I mean, you know.
Right, no, but when he.
Sometimes we put people too high on a pedestal, you know.
Yeah, he did tell her, and then she cheated.
Right, right. But, yeah, he has a huge following, so that's a good question. If he wasn't black, yeah, I think it might still generate some news.
But I'll tell you one thing. Because of the fact that it's got this, you know, he's a gospel singer, and it's got this whole Christian following, and it really puts a slam on, you know, the gospel community.
Right.
I do think, I think it has a different flavor to it just because of that, you know?
No, I think that's the biggest thing, although I wasn't thinking of it from the church side, but the part of the church that I was thinking about was the people who were pastors, like the Jimmy Swaggards and all these other people who do stuff and then still come back with these churches with big followings. And so I thought about it from that perspective, but I'm saying would we focus on it different because he came out with this, and the reason he's doing press, he didn't talk about it for a year, is because he has a new CD coming out. So we're saying, okay, for the publicity sake of it, now you are asking us to make some kind of call. And what does that say when you go out on stage telling everybody to worship and pray and I'm not perfect? And I don't know. Like, I'm not judging anybody, but I'm just saying, is that a black-on-black crime generally for us to focus on it?
And he talked about it a while ago. I mean, I heard about it actually a while ago in an article. And you know, I mean, if it's a testimony to somebody that, look, I'm a gospel artist, but I'm a human. First, he's a man, and we know men have faults, but to say the black on black crime,
I hope that's not
his motivation. I hope his motivation isn't because he's trying to sell CDs. I really hope that's not it.
Oh, okay. Well, now listen to this. He said, When he was asked what led him to cheat, he said televangelist Joyce Myers gave the best explanation for what my situation was about. She said, Lust has no conscience. It doesn't care if you're married. It doesn't care about your relationship. It doesn't care if you're a pastor. It wants what it wants when it wants. It doesn't have to be because there's a lack for lust in to take hold. That was his statement. Now, I don't particularly like that statement, but okay. That's true. Love is like that. Love doesn't care about anything. So when somebody says that they're in love, but they're in love with parameters, I love you, but if you don't wash my car, that ain't love. Love does not care about Jack.
Love is blind.
Love is love. It only cares about itself. So that part is true, but to use that as your reason for cheating is kind of like
But you know what? I was at a church one day.
Mm-hmm.
And this reverend got up and he said, you know, he was preaching and he said, don't take what I say because I'm saying it. Go back and read the Bible. Go back and educate yourself. Some of us are comfortable being ignorant. He said, I get up and I face the same temptations that every one of you do every day. It's about praying. And he said, I'm just a man. Don't put me on a pedestal. I'm just a human being. My job is to come and tell you, is to spread the word of God. What you do with the word is, you know, and I was like, wow, that's an interesting perspective. But, you know, it made me look at he's just a man. And he's going to falter and fall and make mistakes and, you know. And it's hopefully there's a learning process in there somewhere. Hopefully both of them have grown up at some point. But
okay, I want to object to just a man thing, because as a man, I would rather for you guys to put me on a pedestal. That's just me. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. Just
Catherine, please. Commissioner.
I know. You get a flag on that one, Joe.
I need to call some. I need some help. Not that kind of help. But I need some backup. I don't need help. I don't need lockdown kind of help. I'm just saying I'm kind of outnumbered right now. But
you know, Kai, that's a good point to say, you know, is he doing it, well, Kai and Rome, but that's a good point to say, is he doing it for raise? We would hope not, but we've seen that, because when what's
don't
her name?
Don't commit crime.
No, I'm working on it. I'm working on not committing it, but I might slip. What is the sister's name that did No More Sheep?
You
know what?
The Bynum.
Right.
But, yeah.
Right. And just recently, as she was coming out with something, it came up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that she put it out there, but it came up. She slept with women. And it we had that whole other thing coming up with Kirk Franklin with what was going on with him. But Kirk Franklin always had an album coming up, so he can't say anything
right.
associated with an album. But you know, who knows? I'm not really sure, but I just think that it just might be bordering on a black on black crime with this guy.
And I think you were just bordered on the black on black crime, but I was just kind of holding that. I'm like, did you just name all black people? Like, that's just my thing. Did she just call on some other woman with some woman stuff on here? Like, I didn't see where that was related, but okay.
Yeah.
No, okay. So here's the
thing. I was related to the PR piece.
I know. But
you
were
you. But I know that I use all black people, right?
Yeah, you use all black people, and you were using your inside voice outside. you know what? And another thing, this guy down the street, like my neighbor, he was about to call everybody out. I was hoping you weren't going to Chris Brown Rihanna this thing, and I was like, no. Okay, anyway. All right, that would be a black hole, black cry. My bad. I digress.
Mm-hmm.
See, Kathleen pointed me in that direction. See how you can be easily led by the women? My bad. Guys, call in 909-265-9189. You can call in and join us on the program. Make a little noise. Anyway, okay, so let's go to our internet comments. Now, here's some of the internet comments about this story. Was one person said, and I won't say their name unless you give me permission. So it says, I applaud you for your honesty and that both of you look past what happened and incorporated the values and vows to fix it. That was one comment. Another one said, No one is perfect. We have no right to judge or forgive. That is between him and his family and foremost God. Yes, cheating is wrong. People of God is no different from anyone else. They're human and have feelings just like you and I. So that was another one. And one says, I'm sorry, but this is such crap and so common. So that would be the scorned person. We won't say that name either. Now, this one I found interesting. One person said, when he would perform, he would himself, or he himself would judge folks. I often say people who condemn a thing or another is usually guilty of something themselves. Now, I hope he really got it this time. So if that's what he did from stage, judging people and pointing at them and did that, I mean, I'm not judging them. I don't care. So the last comment said, I applaud them for working it out. I applaud them both for working it out. So those were the internet comments about the story. So they kind of still kind of was positive to the point mm-hmm. where people were like, no, if they're cool with it, we're cool with it. It's none of our business.
Right.
So, you know, I just wanted to say that about the story, but I was just asking about the retaliation black-on-black crime. Is that just taking it a bit far? And is that okay just to say, you know what, you did something to me, I'm going to do something to you, and now we're even? Because I don't know. I mean, that works for them. That works for them.
She was close to scripture, and I for an eye? I don't know, never mind.
See, look, Kathleen is so close to the line on the crime today.
Is she committing a Mitt Romney? I'm just joking.
Yeah, exactly. She is, no, or she's committing a Paul Lyon, but either one, I think it's a,
that's better than
a Romney.
Don't pluck the wood out of your neighbor's eye until you pluck it out of your own eye.
Well, no. I'm not saying that's better than.
I hope, but you know what? If they don't find some resolution, this could go. And it sounds like they have, thankfully, because then how do we know that he won't one up her again? She won up him. This could go on forever. Hopefully, it stops.
Oh yeah. Well, I think we'll be doing this story again. So that's just me. I think there'll be a part two, Black on Black Crime. Mark my words. I don't know the show number of this particular show, but by show 50, they'll be back on. I'm just thinking that. Hey, you know what? We do have recurring Black on Black Crime on the show, so we've had to blast Tavis. I don't know how many times. So Tavis, Cordo West, we'll see you back anytime soon. Like. We know how that goes, so we don't put limits on black on black crime. So, and there's no limits to your joining and your questions. So you can call in, you can hit us up in chat, or you can email us your questions. Some of these internet comments we did get. Some we get text for the show. So if you want to email us at bobc@solosyracuse.com, feel free. Throughout the week, if you hear it on download and you want to make a comment. Now, on that note, just to clear up a couple of things, you know, on our last show, we talked about Melissa Harris Perry and social media, and we did get a couple of comments on that. But the comment that I really want to bring up is the Vivica Fox, you know, we did the story on about Stacey Dash, and Vivica mm-hmm. Fox made her comment about Stacey Dash. I think she kind of made another one just by telling her that I think she was just promoting a movie. She didn't have anything to promote, and she shouldn't have been making comments about the president. I kind of agree with Vivica, but I just wanted to put that out. Vivica Fox, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, and Vivica kind of defended her. She was just saying, like, when she thinks it's wrong to be on a poster for the Republican candidate in like a bikini looking like your Baywatch and having your chest sticking out trying to say you are endorsing this guy. If you're going to be a sex symbol on a bikini, like why would they use you as a black person like that just to get black people to join them in running?
Mm,
you know what I mean?
I missed that. Yeah. Wow.
That's a black on black crime, right?
Yeah.
Well, where is the black on black crime? You're saying for Vivica saying that? Because I agree. Stacey is pretty, but I don't want to see her in no lingerie for Mitt Romney.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying I don't want to see her in lingerie endorsing Mitt Romney.
Yeah, or anyone for that matter.
Or,
exactly.
Well, if she was endorsing me, I might object. Go ahead. Sorry, go. That's a guy on crime. Something. Just a crime. That is real jail. Never mind. I digress. And I want to throw a flag on that one. My bad. Go ahead. I'll be editing this out. A moment of silence.
What I'm thinking is, I'm sorry, Jerome. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was waiting for you.
What I'm thinking is that, if there's supposed to be some kind of an appeal, just like, black women often seen as sex symbol, from way back slavery, for the use of white men or whatever. So to have her in lingerie or in a bikini or something promoting the Romney ticket, that's pretty rude.
That's insulting.
Yeah.
That's a woman-on-woman crime.
That's another show. That is not even professional style. We can't even have it on that show. But Ty, as we forget to mention, Ty's show is coming up, Conversations with Ty. So we're going to We would tear this apart on your show, Kai.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we would. I could, because this is my restraint side. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. on everybody else's show, I'm not restrained at all. Ask Kathleen on Ask Kathleen. I'll be being restrained. Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so, yeah, but that is true. She didn't have to go that far. And it just seems like kind of overreach, overkill on that, just for me.
Right, and what audience is she appealing to by, I guess the middle-aged? I don't know. What audience is she appealing to?
Wait. I'm sorry. I'm about to commit a crime, but this is not black on black. Appealing to their base of old white men. It's like she worked at a diner. She had to show a little bit more breath than say, hey, mm-hmm. here's a black girl who's supporting us, because that's the only crowd that he was playing to.
Wow, Stacey.
Right. Mm. Okay, so anyway, that was definitely a black-on-black crime. So on that note, I guess we should take a break and shake it off for a little bit, shake off that whole hating thing. And, I do have a comment about Lolo Jones for as far as other comments that we got in and updates from past shows, but we will do that when we get back. We're going to take a break. We are going to listen to the trailer from the Denzel Washington movie, Flight, with Don Cheadle and John Goodman is actually in that. And I can't remember the other person's name that's in that, but where he's a pilot, and, you'll hear what happens on this show. So I just want to kind of let you know that you're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio, actually through ACN as Kathleen Network. You can join us here every Monday at 2:00, and we don't know what the topic is from day to day, so just join us in and see what's going on in the world, and we will be back in just a minute. Ty, hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen, hang in there. I know the wind is picking up, so we just want to make sure that we just give a shout out to tell everybody to be safe during Sandy. All right, we'll be back after this.
Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, Captain Whitaker.
Here's the manifest with 102 souls on board.
Let's get them tucked in. We're ready to push.
How you feeling, man? Look like you pulled some kind of move up there, man. You saved a lot of lives.
We are in a dive.
I have no control on my side.
We gone tail?
Everybody in brake position.
The way you landed that plane was nothing short of a miracle.
I see nothing but ashes.
Evan, listen to me. Trim us nose down.
Plane fell apart at 30,000 feet.
We're gonna roll it.
What do you mean roll it?
Ready? Here we go.
I'm on the list, baby.
baby girl. There is all kinds of crazy news people out here. You're a rock star, man. You will never pay for another drink as long as you live.
Captain Whitaker is a real American hero.
This is Hugh Lang. He's an attorney from Chicago. Why do we need a lawyer?
You don't remember having your blood drawn that at the crash?
You had alcohol in your system. That could be life in prison.
The NTSB hears in 10 days.
You got the microscope right now.
Are you hiding something?
You gonna shoot me? Can I come inside?
Yeah, come on inside. I'll shoot you inside.
This is an act of God.
Those God would do this.
Our investigators concluded the aircraft failed.
The FAA placed 10 pilots in simulators, recreated the event. Every pilot killed everybody on board. You were the only one who could do it.
He saved my mom.
I want to talk about the days leading up to the accident.
This thing is so heavy, it's killed me.
I drank the night before the flight.
Does Whitaker know he's going to jail?
My clients don't go to jail.
It's alive. It's alive.
I'm trying to save your life.
What? Life.
Wait for impact.
No one could have landed that plane like I did.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Black on Black Crime. With Jerome, we have Ty, Kathleen, the commissioner is on. You know, I had to kind of take a quick break while you guys listen to that Denzel stuff because I didn't want really want to hear it. I think it's going to be a good movie, but I'll have to slow down and bring on, we'll bring on Ty and Commissioner Kathleen, but you can join us at area code 909-265-9189. For those people who are on the line, you can hit 1 and join in on the program. For the folks in the chat room, hey, you can ask a question. We'll get you on the air as well. And thanks for joining us. So, Kathleen, and I want to say hey to my folks down in Houston. Cousin Bridget is on. Hey, Cousin Bridget. Just want to say, all right, so Kathleen, let's go to Kathleen first. Okay, so bore me with the Denzel. Here we go. What do you think about the movie Flight?
I can't wait to see the movie. Can't wait to see the movie. I saw it, now, interestingly enough, though, when Denzel did that last movie, Unstoppable, I was like, yeah, train movie, he's driving a train, how exciting could that be? That movie was so good, and so now... With this one even is just that much more appealing. It's got the whole action with regards to they show the plane crash and everything, and Denzel, oh my God, just, I can't wait. And every movie, I know this has absolutely nothing to do with Flight, but I just have to put it in there. In every single movie that Denzel has done, at some point in the movie, they show him walking away from the camera. You can see that dynamic walk that it just make you slap his mama. It's like, no one. So
I don't really understand what you're talking about.
No, I totally understand.
I know you know Kai. Yeah. Yes. So no matter what he does, though, but he is an incredible actor. You know, notwithstanding his walk.
Right.
He's an incredible actor. The movie is action-filled. I can't wait to see it.
Okay, I want to say this before Kai jumps in. You know, it's kind of like when I see the president, I always laugh because I'm like, that kid has a stroll on him. Only black people get it. That means something.
God,
like I clarify.
It's very similar to Denzel.
Yeah. What'd you say?
It's very similar to Denzel's stroll.
Very.
Yeah.
No, it's very similar to our people's stroll, but we ain't going to go there. I'm just saying, when people say, I don't think they grew up around black folks or whatever. So, okay, you're up, Kai.
I like Catholic. I'm so ready to see this movie. You're absolutely right, Kathleen. It's the swagger. He epitomizes the word swagger. And you're right. It's worth the ticket price just to see him do that walk.
It's that walk.
Yeah. And he's so believable, you know. I mean, he strolls onto that plane and he looks just like he could be a pilot.
He
aviator
does.
Glasses and all.
That's the thing about him. He really,
yeah.
And I know he studies. You know, he's, he has
right.
talked about that. He goes mm-hmm. and he studies with whomever, you know, he has to
right.
play in the role of a pilot, whatever. But he's so believable, you know, that
yes.
just makes him such an incredible actor. When he played
mm-hmm.
Malcolm X, it's like for a while there, I start seeing Malcolm, you know, and
yeah.
hearing Malcolm. Whatever yeah. he plays, he just really just pulls it. He really captures it. And
yes.
pulls you into that character, and that makes a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? The both of y'all, I want you both to close your eyes and look at my face. I am not impressed. Thank you very much.
No, that's a black on black.
That's a black on black.
You know what? And I knew that when I said it.
Denzel Washington here.
And
we let you slide with that Denzel. You said something about the Denzel thing. I'm like, did you say Denzel thing?
Okay. Well, listen to this. I want to remind the audience that you are listening to Black on Black Crime. It usually is, because we're doing a movie review right now, apparently, but it's usually when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in the areas they won't consider other folks or anyone else. See, I did the nice version of that.
Mm-hmm.
But since we are not committing a black-on-black crime, the ladies are here. Kai Sims, author,
mm-hmm.
columnist,
mm-hmm.
poet, host of Professional Style, and our commissioner of this show, Kathleen Williams, is on. And they're talking about some guy, Denny Wilson Williams.
You are so going to get it.
So slag you can call
on
it.
The play. Slag on the play.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did this happen? Sometimes.
Yes, it did.
It's not written in front of me, so, you know, I can't see the names or nothing.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So for those people.
Slag.
So those people who know when Sally Richardson's new film is coming out, you can call in 909-265-9189. Or something else. Enjoyed it on the program. Okay. Now, I have to say now, okay, speaking of Flight, now I think it's going to be a good movie. I did see the trailer and all of that stuff and saw Denzel speak about it. And my favorite movie has to be the one that he filmed in New Orleans. And it's not because Paula Patton was in it, because I can remember
mm-hmm.
her name. But
mm-hmm,
I think
mm-hmm.
that was a really good movie. That's just me. I'm not trying to change the subject or nothing. I'm just saying.
Now, what movie was that?
I am not sure.
Not out of
it
time.
Was,
I'll tell you in a second.
It was the movie where he went back in time to stop someone from bombing. Like, they were trying to, he was a police officer, and they were trying to bomb a bridge in New Orleans, and he went back in time to stop it, but he kind of fell in love with Paula Patton. I mean,
it's
that's the only reason I really don't like him, but she is,
that.
And you said you did or didn't?
I don't.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh.
It was great.
That
was
a really good movie. That was a really
good
movie. All right. If you know the name of the movie, put it in chat, call in, 909-265-9189. I have no clue what that movie is. It's not hitting me right now.
My internet is just about down. I'm getting concerned.
What happened?
Yeah, my internet is down, so, you know, I'm trying.
Oh, wow, really?
All right.
I'm trying to pull it up. It's gone a little slow. I'm not going to proclaim it down yet. We're just going to...
All right. So we want to remind everybody, thanks to everyone for tuning in for Black on Black Crime, but we are kind of in the middle on the East Coast of, you know, Hurricane Sandy up and down the East Coast. And so, you know, technically we're missing Finesse today, who's in the Baltimore area, and we know we're all kind of getting hit, so with high winds. And but I want to thank you for joining in and kind of bear with us on our technical stuff if we kind of have those problems as we're going. But I can't remember you can join us, 909-265-9189 for those on the line. If you hit one, we'll bring you in. But we're talking about the trailer that we just listened to for Flight, the new movie for Denzel Washington, coming out November 2nd, coming out this Friday and hitting theaters.
Okay, I think that movie was Deja Vu. Sorry.
It was, sorry, that's bro. What it was. You know, it's funny that we're not having deja vu to remember what the movie name was.
Remember what the movie is.
That's what it was.
And the sad thing, too, is, you know, I have just about every Denzel movie there is, but I don't think I have that one.
Oh.
I'm gonna go to the cabinet just to check. But while I'm waiting to see if my internet will come back.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean to bring up that just because we did a movie review. You know, this program has taken a really ugly turn from that Idris guy to Denzel. And I have respect for Denzel.
Sir Elba, we'll accept that also.
You know, Kai, yesterday when on Professional Styles, which is on Sundays on the same network, on ACN, on BTR, 8 o'clock Sundays, when you guys talked about this, actually Kathleen and I mentioned who else is kind of in that category, and I would think Omar Epps would be, because he's not that he's younger, but he's kind of still fading into the, you know, smooth actor realm. Mm-hmm. And so I have a lot of respect for him as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. That she,
I like him.
She said that she thought that it would be a good fit. But just wanted to move that along. Are we done with flight? Okay. This weekend,
for now.
November 2nd. For now, until Kathleen comes back. Now,
I'm going through my Denzel movies.
Oh gosh. Okay, so we're gonna move on with Black All Black Crime. Now, you know,
oh,
as an update
this
to
one, Daddy's Little Girls. I wonder who starred in that movie, Jerome.
Oh, let me guess.
Gabrielle Union. All right. Oh, you know what? You know, speaking of that, the girl who starred in Bring It On with Gabrielle Union, who was in the group Black,
mm-hmm.
Was killed this week in Atlanta. Kai, I'm sure you're familiar with the story.
Mm-hmm.
She was hit by a car.
And, it's a pretty somber mood down here. That's unfortunate. But, yeah, she was hit by a car while crossing. I think she was crossing the street in Gwinnett County, which is not too far from where I live. But, you know, there's rumors that it was a hit and run and this and that and all kinds of stuff. But they said the driver and the passenger actually stopped and administered CPR and, you know, called 911. So it's just unfortunate.
Yeah. And no tickets were issued. They didn't see it. However it happened, didn't see her.
Yeah.
And I don't know what time of day. It was in the early morning, I thought.
It was at night, around 10 o'clock, 1:30 at night. Yeah, it's a lot of, like, not dirt roads, but a lot of, there's not a lot of sidewalks. So it wouldn't be hard to, you know, get hit in certain areas.
That someone ran up on a curb. Yeah.
And it's, ironic, you know, her protege was Left Eye, who also was, killed in a traffic accident as well.
Yeah.
So,
I think Left Eye kind of signed them, or she brought them mm-hmm. along. She kind of mentored them a little bit.
Yeah, she sure did. So that's really and her birthday would have been Sunday, I believe, and she got killed on Friday.
Yep, and the next day. It was the same weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so unfortunately, our condolences definitely out to them. And and you know, also I want to say that, you know, I was kind of checking out the, what was it? There was a sports story just to kind of change the subject a little bit. I know you guys are probably not into sports too much, but we did on LeBron James. We're kind of covering some of our follow-up black-on-black crime stories. But mm-hmm. one of the stories was LeBron James against social media when people were criticizing him for leaving and making the decision. And he went to Miami, took less money, but he won an NBA mm-hmm. championship. Who knew?
Mm-hmm.
And there's James Harden, who plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder. It was sixth man of the year, was up with his contract renewal, and they traded him. So the statement from the organization said this. It said, since we didn't come to a contract extension agreement, it was the best time for the team to trade to see what kind of value they can get for him with another team. So what they just said was, since he played so well and got Sixth Man of the Year, we don't want to play all this money, but we need to up what we get in the trade for him. So the black-on-black crime that everybody committed against LeBron James for leaving and saying he has no loyalty to the city and to the team and he's selfish, look at what that did for James Harden.
It's such an ugly business.
Well, business is business, though, and that's what that was my point, is that they don't care, nobody cares about you in business. You're a commodity to them.
Right.
So we hold the athletes, because they are black, we hold them to some emotional standard of, hey, he shouldn't have did that. I know it was best for his family, but what about his loyalty to his teammates and to the team? Right? No.
Keyword family.
Right. But James Harden got traded. You don't know where his kids are going to go to school. You don't know where his wife has to be uprooted. You have nothing about him, and they uprooted his butt and sold him to the highest bidder, who they can trade the best deal for.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Right? Right. Okay, so mental note, don't call him black-on-black crime, bashing anybody for making their own personal decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That's just you being crazy.
Mm-hmm.
just wanted to share that.
Much happier after having made that decision.
Yeah. Oh, and it proved to be a good decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said he wanted to win an NBA championship, and he also, you know, won MVP, Olympic champion, all in the same year. So he had a great year. His numbers were great. And on another follow-up story, also we have the Lolo Jones story, and we did the story with the other Olympic track players kind of going against her, committing a black-on-black crime, saying that she was getting too much attention. So as an update to that story, Lori Lolo Jones, the two-time Olympic hurdler, is now one of 24 athletes who are announced as members of this season's U.S. bobsled team. She's now going to be in the Olympic Games, the Winter Olympics. Now,
I can't wait to see that. That should be really good.
I love those bobsled team.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaica bobsled.
Oh, here you go. I knew exactly where I was going when I said it, too. I didn't want to say anything, but I knew where I was going. But Lolo Jones, the coach from the Winter Olympics, has always been trying to get track athletes to kind of join a team. Now, it's a team of four, although she was one of the 24 athletes announced as members of the team. But there's a team of four, and, you know, you need people who are fast before they jump into the bobsled. So she's been trying to recruit track athletes, and Lolo Jones came on, and she said, I don't want to join the team if it's going to cause a distraction. So she asked them how did they feel, and everybody liked her. And so she accepted the offer to join the team.
Wow.
That's going to get a odd deal. But besides what Finesse normally says, because he thinks that they're getting married at some point, besides what he says, Lolo Jones has proven to at least not have a stigma on her, because everybody hates her for whatever their own personal reasons are.
Right.
And first of all, her athletes, she was criticized by some of her track teammates in the London Games because she got a lot of attention. That's all her issue. I felt bad for her. Anyway, all right, you're listening to Black on Black Crime with Jerome, Kai, and Kathleen today. We're going to take a break. Kai is going to come back. We're going to talk about Personal Style, the new show with Kathleen on Sundays 2 o'clock on ACN, on this network. And Kai's new show, which is going to be Conversations with Kai, coming up on Esprit Radio. But in the meantime, you know, Kai, we have to let you vent on something, because we were going to do a segment called, what were we going to call it?
Go straight to
someplace. So we're going to come back after this break. And matter of fact, I think we need to vent first. So we're going to do a PSA because we're probably going to act up. So we're going to do a quick break. We're going to come back and hear from Kai and Kathleen. I want to thank you for joining us, and for everybody on the East Coast. Be safe for Hurricane Sandy. Be safe. Be safe. We'll be right back after these messages.
After these messages, we'll be right back. This moment of uncontrollable laughter was made possible by a 32-year-old man with little to no coordination attempting to execute a simple cartwheel. His name is Sergeant Warner, but young James, our laughing friend here, simply calls him Dad. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Oh, those boys are much too much. Those boys are much too much.
We got the spirit. We're hot. We can't be stopped. We got the spirit. We're hot. We can't be stopped. We're going to beat them and bust them.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
A little bit rally, R-O-W-O-D-Y.
Take time to be a dad today. Call or visit fatherhood.gov to learn more.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Red Lobster's hitting the streets to tell real people about our new 15 under 15 menu.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. This looks amazing.
That's a good deal. Wow.
It's so good.
Our new mainstays. 15 entrees under $15. Seafood, chicken, and more.
Oh, the tilapia with roasted vegetables.
I'm actually looking at the wood grill chicken with portobello lentil.
You're so fascinated by the prices. You keep rambling on.
That pork chop was great.
No more fast food Fridays. We gotta go. We're gonna go to Red Lobster. Yeah.
Try our 15 under 15 menu and see food differently.
All right, welcome back to Black on Black Crime. You're here with Jerome, Kai, and Kathleen. You can join us, 909-265-9189. You know, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. You know, you guys are making us happy with those numbers, so keep joining in. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Check us out on downloads, on iTunes. You know, we're here every Monday, 2 o'clock Eastern PM. You never know what we're going to talk about on this show. You know, we talked about the, Kai and Kathleen are on mute right now. So we talked about that Idris, whatever that guy's name is, the movie Flight that's coming out on November 2nd with Denzel Washington, and the gospel singer Ty Trebek and his wife. So if you want to call in, this is your last opportunity to get in on the conversation. We're just asking, were those incidents black on black crime? And so we're going to go back with Kathleen and Kai are back with us to correct me on that guy's name, whatever that guy's name is.
Ty Trebek.
I don't have an accent for him either. All right, so.
Bond. Your name is Bond.
Oh God! All right, in the black bond, or I'm sorry, bond. All right, so on that note,
and we'll see. Right. The movie in the chat, Denzel and Paula Patton, Deja Vu.
Yeah. Deja Vu. Okay, mm-hmm. That would be the Denzel movie. Now, okay, so Kathleen, I want you to tell us first. Tell us what personal style is about. Your show on Sundays at 2 o'clock. What is a goal? What are you doing? What is personal style?
Well, it's actually about personal style, all about personal style for professionals. And the show is going to be for professionals who are single parents, raising children, but all while, not everybody raising children, but everybody doing their professional thing, if you will, taking their profession to another level, whether it's in the area of style, the area of travel, education, cooking, logistics, you name it, we're talking about it on professional style. So upgrading your professional style is what we do every Sunday night at 8 o'clock right here on Ask Kathleen Network.
All right, and that's with you and co-host Ronnie. coming in.
Yes.
And Ronnie's going to, is she going to do her rage segment on there?
Yes, yes, of course. Every week Ronnie will have an area that she picks out, something happening in the world, and she has a moment to go on a rage to tell us exactly how she feels about what's happening on this particular topic. And if you haven't heard Ronnie's rage, you need to hear Ronnie's rage. And, of course, you all can call in and share your comments about the rage or about whatever is impacting you or whatever questions you have about your professional style as well.
All right. You know, and Ronnie is off the rails, so I'm not going to really talk about her, because her rage is not going to be about me the next time you do your show. All right. And we also have, you know, poet and author and columnist Kai Sims. You can check her on soulofsyracuse.com. And on hers, we're going to have conversations with Kai, and we are pretty much going to talk about everything under the sun on Esprit Radio. And we may broadcast or simulcast on Ask Kathleen's network. So we didn't tell her yet, but whatever. I'm going to act like I muted her because I didn't. Anyway, Kai, hopefully you give me a preview of what's on conversations, because we're going to talk about everything. But I know there's something on your mind. So how about giving us a little something that's on your mind? We won't do the go straight to segment, but we will. Okay.
Well, and it actually ties into what Kathleen's saying about professional style. So conversations would be, you know, we can talk about pretty much anything that's relevant or maybe to some irrelevant. You know, whatever is on our mind or is trending at the time, let's talk about it. And it just so happens that when Kathleen was mentioning professional style, prime example, if we would have done a go straight to, this situation would have been go straight to a training or professional development class to improve your customer service or, in this point, customer disservice. So
all right,
that was
what happened?
Prime example.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's just, you know, you're in a position, the job market is bad, and there's thousands of people who want the position that you're in. If you're going to work with the public, learn how to be pleasant. People can hear a smile over the phone. So, you know, Kathleen, I'm going to walk around with a sign to have some people call in, learn some professional style, because it's to the point now where it's like acceptable for people to be rude when you're asking a question. And, you know, the behavior is unbelievable. And I can speak about Atlanta because I live in Atlanta. Unbelievable, some of the behaviors that I've witnessed with people working in the public. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well,
so that would
be
an example of some of the stuff that we could talk about.
Oh, yes. Now, and Kai is being nice, but Kai is going to probably yell about them. She's just being nice because she's on Black on Black Crime. She can't commit the crime on this show, so she is definitely going to commit it on conversations, just like Kathleen won't commit the crime on professional style. I don't know why, but she won't commit it on there. Or did you commit one? Didn't you commit one last time?
Yeah, I did. I've committed a couple, actually. And I'm about to commit another one right now, because, Kai, I want you to talk about the Jamaicans.
Whoops.
When, especially in the Jamaican restaurants, would the customer service, if you can sit. I don't know if you have that many in Atlanta as we do in New York, but it's like the worst customer service ever.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? You can't commit a black-on-black crime on this show. Now, if you want to commit that crime on your own shows, that is fine, but we don't do that here.
That's
just
right.
Try to
and
bad
especially for some Jamaicans, too. You know, everybody will be really pissed off.
Yeah. So please
Kathleen
tune
won't.
In.
Yeah, Kathleen won't ever be able to go back home. All right. I want to thank everybody for joining in. This is Black on Black Crime. You're listening to with Jerome, Kai, and Kathleen, our commissioner who's committing the most crimes. All right. Well, for Kathleen and Kai, I want to say thanks for tuning in and join us again next week on Black on Black Crime. All right. See you guys.
All right. Be safe.
Be safe, everybody.
All right.
Bye-bye.